T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bishop, there have been so many chapters of this story that have opened as it has progressed along. I mean, the original grand jury report out of Pennsylvania, and then the reports around the world of priest abuse of nuns. And now this morning, out of the Vatican and out of Rome, we hear the story of nuns being accused of abusing young people, including young girls. Are you aware of, and I hate to put you on the spot like this, but are you aware of any local nuns who the church has dealt with because of that kind of an allegation?
I think in the past, you know, been, you know, some, you know, expressions of that, because sometimes people will call our offices to indicate that they were abused by sisters. And then what we do in that case is then contact the religious superiors of that congregation to try to address the situation. Because, you know, when it comes in those instances, that becomes the responsibility of the leaders of those religious orders. But I think, you know, the bigger question here is, as all of this stuff begins to surface, once again, I want to go back to what I said at the beginning. Wounds have to be exposed to heal. But I also want to say that not only is this a time for all of us as the church to start to look at ways in which we have to do things differently and how we can help people heal. This also becomes a clarion call for everybody in society, because, you know, obviously this ugly stuff that continues to be put forward, and all the victims who have really suffered so severely, there are lots of other areas of society where this is happening. And I think by this being exposed the way that it is, it's calling all of us, whether it's in the church or not in the church, to really work to work against you know, horrific abuse that really destroys people's lives.
I think a lot of people for years suspected that there were a few bad apples, if you will, but I don't think anyone anticipated how pervasive it is. And it's not only in Pennsylvania, as we have found out, it's around the world globally. And it has been a tremendous disappointment to Catholics, it has, or otherwise. And it has been a, you know, constant exposure. As John just said, this is a new revelation about issues with some nuns. It seems overwhelming and to some insurmountable at this time.
And I think I would disagree with you on the second one, Larry. It's not insurmountable, because I think if we work together, and certainly from the perspective of the church, I really believe that God has given us the strength to be able to move forward. That's all part of the whole ministry of Jesus, to look for healing people, and I think that's what he's calling us to be able to do now. So, you know, my motto is, nothing is impossible with God. Maybe, you know, this is another time when I'm looking at us to say, well, we can really work together. We can really help each other heal and move on, because the ultimate destination is for us to become more like Jesus, whose name we bear.
Well, this is a conversation we hope to be able to continue with you at other days and other times, Bishop, but we appreciate your candor this morning.
God bless you, and thank you for connecting. It's always good to be with you and with your listeners, and hope that we can be praying together that we can all address this tragedy and help heal people, and also help our whole society to move forward.
Bishop David Zubik on KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.